Greetings, listeners. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Erin Harris, Executive Editor of Integrated Solutions for Retailers. Matt Piller, our Editor-in-Chief, is here with me. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Erin.
And he and I are here to share with you some very, very exciting news. We are rebranding Integrated Solutions for Retailers to Innovative Retail Technologies in time for our September-October print issue. This is a full-scale product rebrand. And during this short podcast, Matt and I are going to talk through with you the why behind the transition and what that means for you. All right, Matt, let's get going. So listeners, I'm going to start us off by explaining the why behind the transition. Integrated Solutions for Retailers has spent more than 15 years helping retailers make informed decisions about technology and operations for all of their sales channels. But now, between an abundance of data and the need to keep up with, you know, the consumer who gets savvier by the day, retailers need not only a resource to help them navigate the pragmatic next-gen technologies and operation solutions, but also one that will help them cut through the noise of perceived innovation and understand innovation on their terms. And that's where we come in. There's a real shift happening in retail, and we see it. We know that innovation adoption is not only important to retailers, it's necessary. So much so that we've rebranded our entire product to address retailers' concerns about where to go and what to do next. And based on our readers' feedback, we're really excited to deliver what they've been asking for. The goodwill and the pristine reputation of Integrated Solutions for Retailers repackaged around innovation in an omni-channel world in the form of innovative retail technologies. Now, based on extensive market research and just good old-fashioned sit-downs with top industry leaders, analysts, our editorial board, solutions providers, and most importantly, like I said, our readers, there has been a palpable lack of educational information about innovation in retail until now. So Matt, that leads us to the why now. So just give us a little bit of insight around the timing.
Sure, Erin. Yeah. I mean, like you mentioned, we've been around for 15 years. And, I think in the 15 years or so since we launched, everything has changed in retail. I mean, it's, you know, pretty much everything has changed. When we started this thing, you know, it was innovative to launch an e-commerce site. That was innovation 15 years ago. We were talking about things like printer speeds and the fact that you could add color to a receipt, you know, the pixel quality of pole displays. And as the years have flown by, obviously we've done a good job, I think, of making the adjustments that are necessary to stay current and relevant and keep our readers informed. But over the course of the last couple of years, the changes we're chronicling are far more than just small course adjustments. We're seeing, you know, considerable step changes in the way that retailing is done. So the changes that we're making to this publishing vehicle this summer, the changes to the magazine, the site, and our daily digital outreach, you know, they're made to ensure that we're out ahead of this big curve and that we're well positioned to continue providing a valuable service to our readers. Because as I said, the why now is because this is a marked step change as opposed to a course adjustment in the evolution of retail. So Erin, I'll flip it back to you. You know, maybe you can expand a little bit on from the magazine's perspective and the site. What exactly is this change going to look like?
Sure. So inside the pages of Innovative Retail Technologies and on our new website, www.innovativeretailtechnologies.com, coming soon, late August to be exact, we'll be louder about pragmatic, tactical, incremental technologies and processes that can help retailers not only move the sales needle, but improve the customer experience. The look and feel of the actual print publication is going to be completely different, and we think you're going to love what you see, and you'll see some changes to the site too. So that's pretty straightforward. Now, Matt, talk to us about what's staying the same.
Yeah, and I think that's important because Realism, as our readers know, has always been in our DNA, so to speak, and that's not changing. That's staying the same. I think we've always been good at striking a practical balance between sort of the theory that's driving retail's future and the pragmatic steps that retailers are taking in response. And we've illustrated that, and we've taught and inspired using the industry's own voices, and I don't see that changing. You know, we'll continue to provide a collaborative forum that's comprised of some of the folks that you mentioned, Aaron, our editorial board, strong relationships with industry associations and analysts, and thought leaders from the vendor community. And then, of course, it's always been sort of our heritage to make retailers' own success stories sort of the cornerstone of our editorial approach, and I don't think that changes either. You know, it's important to point out that this renewed focus on innovation doesn't mean that we're, you know, sort of going pie in the sky on our readers. We'll continue to be budget conscious, meaning conscious of our readers' budget limitations, barrier conscious, you know, and respectful of all the limitations that retailers face as they kind of apply these new waters of innovation. But we will more aggressively seek to cover the innovative and the inspiring. I hope that kind of addresses that question.
Sure, absolutely. All right, so we've covered the housekeeping information. Let's actually talk about the word innovation. And so I want to talk about what innovation means in retail today. Innovation is not about the shiny objects. Rather, it's about a shift in mindset, so a change in the company's philosophy and culture that forces it to think differently and ultimately to be better. And so it's about defining the customer experience and assessing and implementing the technologies that help deliver that customer experience, the one that you want to deliver, in a way that even the most risk-averse and budget-conscious retailers can stomach. So Matt, I'm going to flip it back to you now. Talk to us about why retailers of all sizes with various budgets should even care about innovation.
Yeah, well, and that's one of the step changes that I referenced earlier, you know, to get specific on that. One of the hallmarks of the innovation that we're seeing in retail is incredibly beneficial to small to mid-sized retailers, and that's specifically the downstream trajectory of technology and process innovation. And what I mean by that is that as costs of computing and development have come down, we're seeing this new breed of small to mid-sized retail solution developers and providers bringing really incredible functionality to small retailers, stuff that puts them on par with the tier one players. And that's right down to the smallest size retailer. I recently attended the VAR of the Future conference that was put on by our sister publication, Business Solutions Magazine. And at that conference, there were hundreds of value-added resellers and ISVs who are literally serving that small to mid-sized retail market as a sort of veritable innovation lab. I mean, these guys are bringing stuff to market for these small retailers that's incredible. And when you combine the accessibility of technology, as I said, the decreased costs, when you combine that accessibility with the agility of the small to mid-sized retailer, you see an incredible opportunity for market disruption. So that's why innovation matters to even the small guys, because it's accessible. The situation that we're looking at right now creates this massive innovation advantage for smaller businesses, especially around the consumer experience. So the change that we're looking at from a magazine standpoint is timely because we want to be ahead of that story and we want to bring that story to the mid-market. But, you know, we're, as I said earlier, and we're conscious that the rapid evolution that we've seen over the past 5 years or so doesn't mean that retailers of every size suddenly have these huge tech budgets to blow or even the stomach to embrace and adopt, you know, some of these radically innovative technologies and business processes. So Aaron, I'll flip it back to you to tell us a little bit about how innovative retail technologies will help its readers understand innovation on their terms, you know, how will the product help retailers navigate the change management that's necessary to execute on this promise of new and innovative technologies and processes?
Right. Yeah. Well, excuse me, like we've said, you know, retailers of all sizes, they're beginning to understand that true advancement means, you know, tending to that tech-savvy customer by first and foremost understanding their experience and then building on the necessary technologies and processes from there. Now, our commitment at Innovative Retail Technologies is to help the reader break down tough customer experience scenarios with innovation, but in a way that's easy to digest, it's easy in a way that's easy to implement, and a way that's easy to afford. And we'll do so by delivering those pragmatic, innovative solutions through what you're used to, timely, insightful commentary from our editorial staff, industry luminaries known for their, you know, forward-thinking business acumen, and solutions providers that help retailers improve the customer experience and boost profits at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah. So there you have it. And I'm sure that there may be some questions about what we're doing here. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to Aaron or I to talk through it if you've got ideas or thoughts on what we're doing. But as I'm sure you've gathered here, Aaron and I are really excited about the changes, and our entire team here is excited to bring you Innovative Retail Technologies and the new website at innovativeretailtechnologies.com, which, as Aaron noted, will launch in late August. So I do want to make sure you know that if you already receive Integrated Solutions for Retailers magazine, you won't need to resubscribe. You'll receive Innovative Retail Technologies on schedule. If you're not a subscriber, IRT isn't something that you're going to want to miss. So I would encourage you to visit our current site at retailsolutionsonline.com to sign up for your free subscription. So Aaron, thanks for the time here, and thanks to our audience for listening in. Keep an eye on your mailboxes and inboxes. We think you're really going to like what you see in the coming months.